Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pastor Doug Upp, and he's up from Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Pastor Doug.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Well, we want to talk about, I think you've done this a couple of times, but we want to talk about meals from the heartland, and you have something going with that. That first of all, let's talk just a little bit about what is Meals from the Heartland.
Well, Meals from the Heartland, the best place you're going to get the information is their website at mealsfromtheheartland.org. But they started in 2007 helping to meet the needs of the hungry in Iowa, United States, and throughout the world. And it just so happens that they've packed over 10,600,000 meals last year with the help of Iowans and other volunteers. This year their goal is 15 million meals. And they offer opportunities to have mobile hunger fights in locations other than in Des Moines when they do the annual hunger fight in late August, early September. We have participated in the annual hunger fights, and we've hosted a mobile hunger fight in March of 2013 here at the Iowa National Guard Armory, which was a great success for this region.
And now, coming right up, you're going to be packing meals. So tell us about that, when that's happening, and how that's being organized.
Thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit. We've been planning for months now and organizing, inviting people to make donations to help pack meals this Friday, April 10th, again at the Iowa National Guard Armory here in Audubon. We've had good participation. We've raised $32,000 right now, which allows us to pack about 160,000 meals. Each meal is 20 cents, and there are six meals in each packet. So they include soy, rice, vitamins, and nutritional supplements. So they're a nutritionally complete meal, and we've enjoyed doing this. We offer the opportunity to help meet hunger needs here locally and worldwide. So our goal is to get enough people now to be able to get all those meals packed.
What does a meal pack look like? I mean, what kind of package is it in?
It's a plastic bag. It's marked Meals from the Heartland. It's probably, I'd say, 6x4 in physical size, and then, of course, it's full of the rice, the soy, and the other ingredients.
So is the bag clear? Can I look at it and see that there's lots of food in there?
Yes, you could see that.
Okay.
There's some marking which identifies, you know, the Meals from the Heartland, and a child's picture on the packet.
Okay.
As well.
And when you said this package, I mean, this isn't a very big package, but you said people who are using it have to reconstitute it, and those dried foods swell up. But it will serve six people. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. And we've been fortunate. We were interviewed with you last year. We were in South Africa in 2013 as well. And we were privileged to be able to serve some of the Meals from the Heartland to the children in South Africa when we were there. So it was quite exciting.
Lots of smiles.
Yes.
Yeah. It has to be a very satisfying thing to do. And you don't have to go to South Africa, though, to get that feeling. You can just go to the armory in Audubon, I think, to know that you're really helping out lots of people.
That's the wonder of this opportunity. It's a blessing for us to make an impact right here, right now. And all you have to do is volunteer an hour of your time.
An hour of your time. What are the hours?
Right now, we are packing from 12 noon until 8 o'clock. The area high schools, Audubon and then Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, they are going to have the 12 to 3 o'clock hours. So there's 100 people on the floor packing at any given time. That's our goal. And then starting at 3 o'clock, it's open to the public. So from 3 to 4, and then each hour following, that's when we need the volunteers. Mostly the 3 to 4 o'clock hour and the 7 to 8 o'clock hour,
okay,
we have a need for additional.
So do you want people to call you and say they're coming, or can they just show up if they say, oh, I've got this hour, I've decided I want to come do this? Can you put them to work if they just walk in?
3 o'clock, it's open to the public. So So from 3 to 4, and then each hour following, that's when we need the volunteers. Mostly the 3 to 4 o'clock hour, and 3 o'clock, it's open to the public. So from 3 to 4, and then each hour following, that's when 3 o'clock, it's open to the public. So from 3 to 4, and then each hour following, that's when we need the volunteers. Mostly the 3 to 4 o'clock hour, and 3 o'clock, it's open to the public. So from 3 to 4, and then each hour following, that's when we need the volunteers. Mostly the 3 to 4 o'clock hour and the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, okay, we have a need for additional.
So do you want people to call you and say they're coming, or can they just show up if they say, oh, I've got this hour, I've decided I want to come do this? Can you put them to work if they just walk in?
We can. We're trying to fill the 100 spaces beforehand, and we've done that for the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. Ideally, if they know before Friday they're coming, if they could call our, it's a church number, and we'll take the message and then put the information on the registration so we have an idea of how many are coming. So the phone number is 712-563-2625. And that happens to be Our Savior's Lutheran Church here,
okay,
in Otterbeck.
That helps, yeah. Okay, so I'm thinking people have a great time when they're doing this. Not only this feeling of self-satisfaction, but you probably get to talk to your neighbor and see who else is helping, and it becomes just a big community event.
It's just great to see, because children, kindergarten on up through youth and adults, and probably anybody who's capable, even in their 80s and 90s, are there. So we're all working together, and there are 10 people to a table, and right now what they do is they put two tables of 10 together, and the finished product then gets packed in a box, and then it's put on a pallet, and it's a whole process, because from here we put it right on the truck right away, and it gets taken back into West Des Moines.
And I'm glad you kind of went through that process, because, yeah, it's one thing as an individual to stand there and help put things together, but then, you know, there's a big operation that has to get that distributed. Now, you did mention that the food is available in Iowa, in the United States. You know, we talked about the children in South Africa, but we do have children in Iowa that are hungry too. So how do people in Iowa get that food?
The best way to answer that would be to talk to somebody, a representative at Meals from the Heartland. They, on their website, they've indicated that the Food Bank of Iowa reports 1 in 8 Iowans struggle with hunger. And one of the questions we had the first time we provided the Mobile Hunger Fight opportunity here is they were concerned that Iowans weren't getting any. But my understanding is the state of Iowa gets first choice of the meals before they get distributed to the rest of the United States or throughout the world.
Okay. So, yes, it does help people everywhere. And how many meals you're hoping to pack now, on Friday?
We're hoping to pack 160,000. We have enough funds for that. Last time,
wow,
in March of 2013, we packed 115,000. So potentially that could include over 800 children, youth, and adults if we could get all those spaces filled. Plus, we have a good army of volunteers who are helping restock the lines, take care of the pallets, move everything. It's just a huge operation.
Yes, yes.
A lot of good work goes into
it. Now, where does the food come from? Where do these packets of food come from?
Well,
I mean, how do you get them to the armory?
Meals from the Heartland, they have the product in their warehouse.
Oh, okay.
And that was delivered already yesterday, so it's sitting ready for us at the armory. My understanding as well is all the soy that is included in the meals comes from the state of Iowa.
Oh, good, good. So it's just a great Iowa process that spreads the goodness, I guess, all over the world. And, man, what an opportunity to be able to help with that. So, again, that's this Friday. That's the 10th of April, correct?
Yes.
And you have some of the time slots filled. What are the times when you still need volunteers?
We still need volunteers for the 3 to 4 o'clock hour. We need almost 60-some volunteers. And the 7 to 8 o'clock time slot, we need over 70 volunteers right now. And if somebody wanted to just show up, we will let them, of course, pack as well. We have an extra station available to accommodate people. If they're over like 5-10 people, it might be more difficult to get them all on the line. But the other thing that everybody needs to know is we ask them to come 15 minutes early because there's a training video everybody has to view before they can get out on the packing line.
That makes sense. Yeah, gotta keep organized. That's the reason it all happens, is that it's very organized. So good information there, Doug, to be sure that people get there a little bit early. And again, that phone number to call that you'd prefer that people would call?
Our number for registering volunteers is 712-563-2625. And then when people do go to the Armory address is South Audubon, so it would be 601 South Side Avenue. That's the location of the Armory.
Yeah, good point, just in case somebody doesn't know where that is. It's south of Audubon. As you come into Audubon, and if you're coming from the south, it's on the right-hand side, correct?
Yes.
And so, you can find it there. Well, we want to thank you very much, Pastor Doug Opp, for telling people about this opportunity, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it in the future.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Until next time, here's the thought. Try to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative through loving words and actions.
3 o'clock, it's open to the public. So from 3 to 4, and then each hour following, that's when 3 o'clock, it's open to the public. So from 3 to 4, and then each hour following, that's when